This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Muslim. He's calling in from Texas, and he's saying these terror attacks are not his religion. Then I get, he can argue, look at the Islamic countries being invaded. I see all that, and I've been against that offensively. People shouldn't do that. And we'll talk about the CIA and other groups that have famously been caught funding radical Islam. So what's the larger plan for this clash of civilizations that Dick Cheney wrote about in the PNAC documents back in 2000. So, continuing Aram with other points. Go ahead.
One time I was saying that I was thinking, like, what's the ultimate goal? And I said, like, well, you think about it, this satanic Luciferian type of Illuminati kind of all these little secret societies. Their whole goal is to corrupt almost all these religions. So yes, to end up fighting each other and to make them the worst that they ever is.
With Christchurch, they even tell you, or Charlie Manson tried to kill people and blame it on black people to cause a race war.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with this guy at Christchurch. He said he wants a clash of civilizations.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think comes out of that, though?
I see, you know, what happened in Christchurch was a horrific and shock. And the whole Muslim world, who, you know, whether they were, you know, hypocrites or transfers say that they are Muslims, but of course they're not. And though they're true Muslims, they feel sadness. But then when you look at what happened in Sri Lanka, what happened to the Notre Dame Cathedral, I personally was sad about that. You know, when these killings happen, I stand with my Christian brothers and my sisters. I tell them, you know, because they would do the same thing for me, hopefully. You know, and that's the whole point that needs to happen. Because you got too many elitists, too many higher powers trying to.
Well, we know this. Why do you think Google and Apple are banning Christianity and just removing it from the history books? Because there is an anti-Christian bent in the left, and that's why they're supporting radical Islam, is because they want it to go after Christianity.
I guess I'll say that's the same. I guess the same thing as they want Christians to go after Muslims.
It's like From Russia with Love, where there's the three Chinese fighting fish, and the smart one waits till the others almost kill each other, and then he goes in and takes them out. I mean, that really is, there is definitely a evil black hand, or a unseen hand, definitely manipulating this clash of civilizations. I mean, have you read what Albert Pike wrote about, how they're going to cause a world war? Between Muslims and Christians, and then out of that, the true religion, Luciferianism, supposedly you're going to take over?
I haven't read his actual work, but I've heard, I read many biographies of him, and to know, yes, that is his true agenda.
You know, he was the founder of the KKK.
Yes.
There's a lot of weirdness going on there. All right, I appreciate your call. Interesting points, and I just want to give people a fair shake here, because here's the deal. I don't want to kill Muslims. I don't want to go over there and wipe people out. But when George Soros is funding open borders and bringing people in, and then they're saying, well, this guy's a Muslim, so he's allowed to rape a 10-year-old girl. It's the left's cucking infatuation with the worst people that are in Islam, but there are people that say they're Christian that are bad. What if they were all protected by the left and Christians could do whatever they wanted? Christianity is under attack. No one can deny it. The question is why? More of your calls and our special guests straight ahead. Stay with us. We'll get to everybody. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 tablets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it. But you notice I just obsessed because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Zachary Claywan is going to ride shotgun with us the rest of the hour. We're going to take calls exclusively from Muslims about what they think about the Sri Lankan attacks and what they think about the clash of civilizations and where they think this is all going. And we're going to go in the order of people that have been holding the longest once we get our guest on. With Mo in Texas, who's a Muslim from Lebanon. We've got Alex in California from Armenia, grew up in the Mideast. We've got Ian in Arizona, Muslim convert, currently Christian on Islamic terror. Muslim convert, currently Christian. So it means go back and forth. Atulan, Illinois, former Muslim, terror topic. Amar from Bosnia, family's Muslim on topic. Abdul in the UK. I'm going to get to all of you. In fact, I'm going to go to Mo and then Abdul. I'm going to boom, boom, boom. The riding shotgun is Zachary Claywan, think tank engineer, been in the Army with a lot of good sources because I know some of the sources myself. They tell me he's a good guy. He was at Fort Hood when that whole PSYOP went down. And, of course, he would call himself a former Muslim. Now he's just a human. But I think, you know, he still obviously doesn't like watching Muslims only getting a one-way street. And so he can say it in his own words. Are you a former Muslim, current Muslim? Zach, thanks for coming on with us.
Alex, it's so great to be on with you. And first and foremost, I'd just like to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim to all the individuals who are holding on the line. And Assalamu alaikum, which just means peace be upon you, to every Christian, Jew, Buddhist, and human being on this planet. I have several points to make, but it centers around this. This is a class of civilizations in order to pin us against each other. So we beat each other up and the AI takeover takes over. Okay? Humans beat each other up and technology continues to progress. I have many points to make. I could tell you everything, the history. I have the timeline, but this is not a debate.
Well, I'm sure folks want to hold some. They'll be fine. If people got to go, they got to go. We're going to get to everybody, at least the 7 or 8 callers that are online. But you've got 7 minutes to break. Give us the gestalt, the breakdown of what you're saying.
Hey, well, I have a litany of things here. I have a timeline, but I'm just going to start by this, and I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I'm going to say these things. I may be in trouble. I may not. I'm an American.
Just say
citizen.
It. Go.
Okay, first and foremost. The first contact with Osama bin Laden was in 1979 when he was a new graduate from the University of Jeddah. He got in touch with the U.S. Embassy in Ankara, Turkey. With the help of the CIA and the U.S. Armed Forces Intelligence Services, he began to organize in the early 1980s a network to raise money to recruit fighters for the Afghan Mujahideens when they were fighting the then Soviets. He did that from a city in Peshawar in Pakistan, bordering Afghanistan. Parts of these activities were financed with production and sales of morphine, the base of heroin. This was the beginning of today Al-Qaeda, the base network led by bin Laden. Indeed, the chickens are coming home to roost for the CIA and the U.S. bosses. So let's just go back to the Mujahideen where this all started. I understand what's going on with radical Islam, but let's not play this game. We have selective amnesia. Did we forget about 9/11? Where are the WMDs? Did we forget about Libya? Where is that? What about the creation of ISIS out of Libya? How about the $2 billion worth of cash on pallets on a C-130 going to Iran? There are several sects of Islam. Several sects. Don't put a blanket on it. There's different types. There's Islamic fundamentalists. There's Puritans. There's traditionalists. There's modernists. There's secularists. There's African-American Nation of Islamists. There's mystic Sufi Muslims. There's refugees. There's folk and popular Muslims. I don't blame Baptists and Lutherans for what the Catholic Church is doing. This is a class of civilizations, and the only people who are profiting from this are the architects. They want us to do this. We're beating each other up. We're degrading each other, and the AI system's taking over. People need to wake up. Muslim, Christian, Jew, Buddhist, I don't give a damn. Our blood types are the same. We are human beings. And we could get into the CIA operations because it's very relevant. They're in Afghanistan. Where's heroin made? Afghanistan. What do we have in this country? I don't care if you're white, black, in the back hills of West Virginia, there's an opioid epidemic.
No, that's why Trump's trying to get out of Afghanistan. You're absolutely right.
This is deep. This is deep. We're all in the same stadium looking at the same game. You might be looking at it. We're looking at the same God. If we want to play politics, if we want to play checkers, that's fine. These guys who I'm talking to are playing chess. So we could get into it. I got a lot to get into. And I'm going to
start rolling
right
into
now,
it because that's what I'm going to get you on.
I think it's hilarious. And I got a message for Huma Abedin. Huma, how you doing? Someone get this clip to her. I found some information you lost there, honey. You could have got it in Marrakesh. You didn't get it. But, I think I have another place we could meet up, maybe somewhere in Cuba, like Guantanamo. Let me just keep going. The tweets from Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton may be the most despicable thing I've ever seen in my life. You two snakes in the grass created that mess in Libya, created ISIS, destabilized continually Syria and what was going on. And I was at the Fort Hood shooting. My name's Zachary Lee Kluwan. You know who I am. How's it going, Hussein? I know what happened. You marched us down Old Ironside Road. You marched us back behind Three Corps. And you stood up and you saluted those boots of those people who you gunned down. You're a snake. I don't care. I don't care what they do. I'm not going to see my family. Muslims are people. Muslims are in this country. Muslims are doctors, police officers, paramedics, teachers, neighbors, widows, mothers, and me. We're human beings. This is low-level stuff. We're going to the moon. We're going multi-planetary, and they want us to kill each other. This is CIA architecture, and that piece I saw by Greg Reese pissed me off. I know he's a good guy. I'm not mad at him. But showing planes hitting buildings, showing ISIS fighters, and showing the KKK, give me a break. Who's underneath those hoods? Listen, if I want to go and nitpick out of the Quran, we could go into the Bible and go into Exodus 21:7-8. We could start nitpicking. What are we doing to each other?
Greg's a good guy. You're a good guy. We're all giving him respect.
Come on,
here.
This ain't right, man. This is like we got to stick together.
Well, it's good because he got you mad. Now you're being articulate. You're a smart guy. The guy I talk to on the phone sometimes. So she'll continue to make her points. We'll come back and take more calls. But I agree with you that there's a globalist force trying to put the most radical, out of control Muslims in charge, trying to create a class of civilizations. What's the end game of that? I agree. We're all killing each other while the globalists have a breakaway civilization.
Important. People speak about Saudi Arabia and Iran in the same sentence as Muslims. Are you out of your mind? One is Shia and one is Shiite. They hate each other. They're not the same thing. Obama, on a C-130, without the U.S. Treasury knowing about it, flew $2 billion into Iran. Trump stopped the deal, and now we have King bin Salman in the White House, who's from Saudi Arabia, buying Boeing and Raytheon products. They're different things, and you guys are using an umbrella statement. It's a problem.
No. I know that there's different groups. Well, my whole point is I look at a map from the founding of Islam, and I see it taking the world over. And then I see once the countries are Islamic, they're almost 100% Islamic. And I don't see that under other systems. I mean, and an earlier caller goes, well, people just choose to be under Islam once it becomes a majority. Well, yeah, because they get killed.
But this is preposterous. It's 2019. Things are changing. Listen, we can't nitpick. You want me to make a 5-minute piece about how Christianity's terrible? That piece.
I'm sure you could show burning at the stake and wars and all. I get it.
I could show Exodus 21:7. I'm not going to do that. It was a different time. We guess what? We used to also have slavery. Now we don't. Like, what are we doing here? We're fighting.
I mean, I think there needs to be a reformation. Christianity's gone from reformation to now being a leftist monster. And it's not even Christianity anymore. And then I see Islam has not had a reformation other than the most radical forms of it is the reformation. Well, and I see the globalist CIA trying to cause a radical reformation in Islam to turn it into a weapon system. I do see that.
And here's the big enchilada, and this is a good term to use. Have you ever heard of Al Pastor, the taco?
Yes.
Okay. So Al Pastor is a taco, a dish developed in central Mexico that is based on shawarma, and it was meat brought by Lebanese immigrants to Mexico. Let me tell you something. Arabs look a lot like Mexicans, okay? So there is a crisis on the border because you got fundamentalist gangs coming through that border, and we're so focused on demonizing a religion, and you're about to get a swarm, but if we could work together, we could nix this. I've been a part of it. I know what happened at Fort Hood. I know what happened with Nasser Abdo. They're going to arrest me. They're going to roll me up. I don't care. Hey, Huma, come meet me down in Cuba. I got
right back. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Everybody calling in. We've got Shomer, Mo, Alex, Ian, Charles, Antoine, Amar, and Abdul. And who's been holding the longest here? That would be Mo, and then we'll go to Abdul. We'll go to everybody in order here. And we got Zachary riding shotgun with us, who's a whistleblower, an interesting fellow, and has a lot of good points to make. We'll give you his Facebook up on screen here in a moment as well. And see, we're getting the other perspective here. On what's happening and what's going on. Let's go ahead now and let's take a phone call from Mo in Texas. You're on the air. Mo, go ahead.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can. Welcome. You're on the air.
Thank you. Can your man riding shotgun hear me as well? I want to kind of have a debate with him. I think he might like this.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, well, basically, to summarize, you're 100% right that these people are stealing religion. They're thieves of religion. For example, what everyone calls the Illuminati. But basically, the point is that, you know, international banking and usury was outlawed for Christians and Muslims for a while. But then they switched and they started giving international banking a try and taking loans. In order to start off, they took a loan from the existing international banking order. And so basically, they are all connected 100%. They're friends and they work together. 100%. The Vatican, the Mecca-based Islam, probably also Turkey, as well as the left-wing Zionists. And just real quick, if I can, remember, it says in the Old Testament, if you don't work, then you don't get to eat. So how can you be a Jew and believe in communism? It doesn't make any sense. And then also remember, it says in the Bible that no man lives and doesn't sin. And yet, the Vatican says the Pope is infallible. Doesn't make any sense. And then on top of
that, by the way, the Pope said last year that there is no hell.
Exactly. That's obviously against the Bible. So those are fake. No offense, but that is a fake Christian organization. There's a lot of good Catholics. There's a lot of good Muslims. There's a lot of good Jews.
No, I totally agree with what you're saying. Exactly. It's true. You can't judge Muslims. You can't judge Jews. You can't judge Catholics, Christians, whatever, because there are good people in all those groups. But the leadership is what I'm saying is bad. I mean, the Vatican right now is literally run by a guy that protects pedophiles.
100%. And so basically what is going on right now is, first of all, all the Muslims out there, I want you to understand something. If you're a Muslim, that means you believe in the Quran. It says in the Quran that Muhammad is dead. It doesn't say that Muhammad went to heaven, and it doesn't say Muhammad ever breathed life into anything, and it doesn't say Muhammad is coming back. However, in the Quran, it says that Jesus is still alive, that Jesus is the Word of God, that Jesus is the Spirit of God, and that Jesus is alive, and that Jesus is coming back and to judge the world. Not only that,
So then why do we see these different Muslim groups blowing up churches and throwing down crosses?
They are fake Muslims. The same way there are fake Jews and there are fake Christians. So our strategy, you keep asking, so what are we going to do? What we need to do is, instead of saying that we are against Muslims, we need to say hey, it says in the Quran that you're supposed to believe in Jesus.
Well, it does say that. I appreciate your call. I'm impressed by these Muslim callers, I'll just be honest, the way they're forming their points and everything. And I've actually read the Quran. It does say that. And I agree with what our guest is saying, Zachary Claywon, is that the globalists think we're obsolete and say AI is taking over. They're going to get rid of everybody. I mean, that is a fact. Smartphones are making our kids not have relationships. Everyone's dying. Everyone's getting autism. Everyone's getting cancer at record rates. There is a greater evil above all this. I just don't want to watch leftist defense of radical Islam and its expansion and then the constant hatred of Christianity. That's where I then go on the rampage against what I see Islam as today. But Zach, what do you say to that? That was a pretty smart caller.
Absolutely a smart caller, and he's correct. I mean, come on, we're a family. We're a human being family. Everyone has had dysfunction in a family. An aunt here, a brother here, a kid there. Listen, we went our separate ways at the starting point. We are connected. Do not listen to the propaganda. And I just got to say this right now, and I'm going to let these callers keep on rolling because it's great. And then you guys got the picture. But I want to make one thing clear because I'm probably going to get in trouble for what I'm saying. I'm going to say it right now. You guys got the picture of my oath here when I was in the United States Army.
Well, put it on the screen. We have it. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I'm going to read it right now. I, Zachary Lee Claywon, do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, and that I will obey the orders of the President of the United States of America and the orders of the officers appointed over me, according to regulations and to the Uniform Code of Military Justice, so help me God. So, I don't intend on breaking that oath. I intend on exposing this, whatever they're
going to
do.
Yeah, but you haven't given out any secret stuff you saw. It's well known that the CIA knew that that guy was going to attack Fort Hood and stood down. That came out in mainstream news.
I knew what was going on. Listen, they had the people look it up. Now you know the name. They allowed the State Department via VOA to come do a documentary on me through Fort Hood gates in everywhere.
Sure, they were using you as propaganda.
And I caught them and I double crossed them and it ain't gonna happen. I saw what they're doing. Listen. I'm from the Kingdom of Morocco. It's the longest standing treaty in the history of this country, the Friendship Treaty of Morocco and America. My father's a veteran. My grandfather, who's a Moroccan, fought in the Korean War with the Allied forces against them. I don't know what people think. I have the timeline. This is a class of civilizations, and the only people who benefit this are the architects who are globalists. And I see right through them, and I could see them, and I don't like them. And when we are forced to go to that Fort Hood funeral and to see Hussein, and Michelle, saluting the boots, it bothered me in a way that I cannot describe. And when that individual was talking about banking, that's great. What they did to Gaddafi with raw gold, he wanted to get out of the system. He turned the nukes over. They came and sodomized him with a sword.
Yeah, he rolled over and gave the West everything, and they killed him.
And they created ISIS from that. That's Hillary. That's Obama. So those tweets.
So let me ask you this briefly. We're going to break back more calls. Why do you think the establishment hates Trump so much?
Well, because he knows this. Because he's trying to save the planet. He knows we're going multiplanetary. The hypnosis is over. They have to go along. Their karmatic balance is over. And I don't care. I do not care. I've had my issues. I'm not perfect, but I am truthful right now, and I'm doing better than I ever have been. And I will fight till it's over. And I got a lot to say, and it needs to be exposed, and I guess that's what I'm here to do, and I'm going to do it.
Well, it's good you got your head screwed on straight, because I've talked to you a lot on the phone to people that know you. You're a smart guy, made a lot of good points, and sometimes we all go off the rails. But we're going to come back and go bam, 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 so these folks have to hold too long. We're going to go to Abdul, and then we're going to go next up and hold the next longest, Amar, and then Ian, and then Alex. We're going to get bam, bam, bam. These are all great callers. We've only got 2 segments left, so we got to go quick. Please don't forget, you don't financially support us, we're not here. The big T-shirt sale, 50% off all apparel, ball caps, you name it, has to end tomorrow. 50% off all the apparel. We have a new special just launched, and a bottle of Brain Force Plus, the great nootropic. For 25% off, you get a free bottle of our best-selling sleep aid, all-natural knockout. That is a powerful 1-2 punch. That comes out to over 50% off Brain Force with that free bottle. InfoWarsStore.com. Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure and sign up for AutoShip. An additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out what the globalists don't want you to have. The good halogens don't want you to have the bad halogens. At InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original. Now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess.
Well, here's the bottom line. Any powerful belief system or institution is going to get corrupted and used for power. You know, there's been different phases of Islam, Christianity, Judaism. But we know there is this godless, transhumanist system that is actually not godless. They believe in the devil, and their God wants the end of the family, end of humanity. So I'll give Islam this. and it goes to extremes, but it's Muslims in Europe getting the sex education of five-year-olds, teaching them how to give blowjobs, literally banned. It's the Muslims protesting and saying no. And it is the Muslims that are standing up against drag queen story times and stuff like that. So that's that whole paradox, though. Here's the left that wants to sexualize kids, and then they're sitting there promoting Islam, even the most radical forms of it, that would kill them just for sex out of wedlock or whatever. So it's all just a big, giant mess. But there's no doubt the left is anti-Christian, so it sees Islam in all its forms and permutations, very diverse, as something it wants to overwrite the West with. And this is not going to go well. I can tell you it's going to be very explosive. Our guest is here with us, Zachary Claywan, whistleblower, Rambo.ZAQ on Facebook. And I want him to be able to continue, but these callers have been really holding patiently. So let's go to Abdul and then Amar and Ian and everybody else. Abdul, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. Good day, sir.
Hi. Welcome.
Thank you for having me on. Yeah, I just want to phone as a Muslim to validate some of the things you've been saying and endorse some of the things you've been saying. Because the biggest issue right now is what you said about the Muslim leadership not speaking out against this type of thing that are going on and the atrocities. And they need to be put on blast because there's a whole network, not just in the UK, but particularly in your country, to do with the universities, yeah, I think Berkeley and all them places, then, where that there is an intellectual elite within the academic Muslim world, and they've had a program going on for at least, I know for at least 30 years here in England, because 30 years ago, there was Turkish so-called imams coming over to England, talking about, you know, setting up a Muslim community, in it. And it is a big program. I don't want to go into all the geopolitical issues around
You're
it,
saying the left is commandeering the
yeah,
imams?
Yeah, yeah, for a long time, man. Long time they've been doing it. Long time. And at the end of the day, Alex, it's like what all judicial watch and all that's done. You know, all Christians are not donate Muslims. All Muslims donate Christians. Yeah.
And I think what we're getting here is, and the proof is there, the left is taking over Islam, radicalizing it, and using it as an operating system of dominance. I think that's where you're going. Don't hang up, but I want to get Zach's take on what we're saying here. Zach?
I think this is extraordinary. I think this is the type of constructive conversation that needed to occur. This is imperative. And it's point blank. Look at the money. Just follow the money. How, you know, the most radical forms of this, how are they able to operate? Where did the money come from? Look at it. We funded what? The moderate rebels? That became what?
ISIS.
So follow the money. It's not these low-level. Listen, if you go to downtown Los Angeles, south side of Chicago, there's Crips, there's MS-13. Those are terrorist organizations. They just happen to be Americans. So when they're used geopolitically as chess pieces, it's different. This is a geopolitical.
No, it's a fact that the globalists and the leftists and even under Bush, the right wing is using Islam.
Where are the WMDs?
And putting the most radical ones in for a larger system. So Abdul from the UK, what do you think?
Yeah, this is what the only point I want to make, because I'm nobody. I'm just compelled to phone because I've heard a lot. Listen to what you said, and Zach's the man really who's in a position. Sophisticated enough, has got the connections and knows the networks of the people who are doing all this, is that they need to be put on blast. And the so-called Muslim intellectuals and theological intellectuals who say, oh, Islam is a peaceful religion, the Prophet never done this, show us, because I know it's there in Islam, about the Prophet never done any offensive violence, the Prophet disassociated himself with people who chop people's heads off.
Here's the thing. Let's just expand on this. England lets ISIS fighters come back and gives them better treatment than veterans. So the people running England want to protect these worst forms of Islam. You could say then, to basically slander Islam, allow that to expand, like Brennan converted to it, and then use that evil form of Islam to have the West rise up and smash it in a giant war. And that's clearly where they're going. Thanks for the call. Zach, a quick comment before we take another call.
This is extraordinary. I think this conversation is going to be... Wow, I'm kind of overwhelmed. I'm a little emotional right now. This is exactly the conversation that needed to happen. As I was watching that piece yesterday, I know you guys were coming from a good place, but I'm like, the picture needs to be painted because we're human beings. And as we fight each other and we degrade each other, technology is advancing. And
but, Zach, I know we're losing our humanity. We're losing our genetics. We're all dying right now. It's true. We had to counterbalance the leftist cover-up with something that invokes and shows the dirty side of something to then have the debate.
They know the Muslims will fight. They're warriors. They know the Americans will fight. They're warriors. So when you get the two toughest individuals on the planet to fight, it's over. The Chinese have no conscience. They just want consumerism. They just want money. But it's going to move to an AI movement. We have to have...
That's right. And AI is threatened by people that are spiritual and care about ideology over things. Exactly. The consumerist, and nothing wrong with things, folks. When you worship it, it's evil. Those that only want materialism are threatened by Christians, Muslims, real Jews, and others that actually care about ideas.
Those tweets by Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are like... I don't know. Like, that might be the most evil thing I've ever seen.
What do you think about them all calling them Easter worshippers?
Listen, let me tell you something. That guy, I have a problem with that guy. And Secret Service, listen, I read my oath of enlistment. I'm not a threat to anybody. Those two people need to be tried for treason, and not just them. There's a lot of them. And I'm dead serious. This is not – they attempted to ruin this country because their karmatic balance is off, and they got caught. And I know Trump knows what I'm saying. It's difficult to operate in that space. But believe me, these people are not our friends. I witnessed it at Fort Hood on several occasions, and I fought back. And I don't know what's going to happen to me, but I'm not putting up with it. It's not okay. It's not okay.
Well, remember, they are helping stage terror attacks. Okay, who's up holding the next longest here? We'll go to Amar next, but it's Ian right now in Arizona. You're on the air. You say you're a Muslim convert, currently Christian, on Islamic terror, whatever that means. Tell us what that means.
I think he just miswrote it down. I just said that I wanted to talk about the terror attacks. Actually, Alex, I wanted to talk about two or three things. One, I want to kind of, just kind of say some of the same things that some of the other callers said. And I did want to talk about the bombing that just happened.
Sure. You go ahead and start. And we'll come back to you after the break. And I promise we'll get to Amar, Chef, and Shomer. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. And I wanted to say, too, Zach, man, I was just wondering when I was going to hear from you again. You're one of my favorite guests that Alex has on. But the first thing I want to say, what we were talking about earlier, which you were talking about with some of the other callers about Jesus, I used to be a Muslim. I was a Muslim for 8 years. And the same, even, I mean, like you said, it's real complex. There's different, you have different, the left and the right, different versions of the same thing. But one thing that I noticed was that Jesus is the most mentioned person in the Quran. And like Duke said, Jesus is spoke of in the Quran as being a sinless man and being this, even though they just try to call him a prophet. When you read the Quran and you read it several times, you can't help but notice that Jesus is like, I don't want to say more powerful, but yeah, he's that guy. You know what I mean? And so even the Quran admits that. So that was one thing that I wanted to validate that the caller had said earlier.
I've read the Quran, too. I know it's true. And don't hang up. It'll give you about a minute or so on the other side. And I promise, Amar, Chef, Schumer, and others will finish up here. And then who else in the fourth hour today? Oh, yeah, Will Johnson, always powerful. Will Johnson with YoungAmericaFirst.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
recommend everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Let's hear from Bridget Gabriel, then we'll go back to our Muslim callers. And we've got an active military fellow that wants to argue with Zach, but here's what she had to say in front of the UN.
There are 1.2 billion Muslims in the world today. Not all of them are radicals. The majority of them are peaceful people. The radicals are estimated to be between 15 to 25%, according to all intelligence services around the world. That leaves 75% of them peaceful people. But when you look at 15 to 25% of the world Muslim population, you're looking at 180 million to 300 million people dedicated to the destruction of Western civilization. That is as big of the United States. So why should we worry about the radicals, 15 to 25%? Because it is the radicals that kill. Because it is the radicals that behead and massacre. When you look throughout history, when you look at all the lessons of history, most Germans were peaceful. Yet the Nazis drove the agenda. And as a result, 60 million people died. Almost 14 million in concentration camps. 6 million were Jews. The peaceful majority were irrelevant.
I just judge a tree by its fruits. And Islam's expanding. The left's allied with it. I was against invading those countries. I'm against putting the radicals in. I totally oppose the IQ as a global agenda manipulating. It doesn't matter. Somebody's got a hatchet and it controls Islam. The globalists have it in its hand. It's still, the hatchet's hitting me upside the head. I'd like to get my hands around the globalist throat even more than I'd rather get my hands around that hatchet. And I get that Islam is a big, powerful religion, so it's being controlled, and it's like, who's driving it? And the globalists are taking all the Muslims into the seminaries and turning them into these globalist Muslims, which is incredibly bad. I didn't say we'd have callers that disagree today, but I'm going to let Schmitty get in here in a little while. But I promised to go to Chief in New York, but first Amar in Georgia, then Shona in Oklahoma, I guess I held Ian over to finish his point with Zach. And we're going to do 15 minutes the next hour. Our next guest host is fine with that. He's awesome. Will Johnson coming up. But he understands an overdrive. Sometimes I go over. So I want to keep this debate going. It's very interesting. I think very informative. Ian, other points from Arizona as a Muslim convert who went back to Christianity. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Alex. And I just really wanted to get your guys' take on this, too. So I believe that these bombings are... I don't want to just say they're, you know, Muslim terror attacks, but most likely they are. But what I want to say is it's the same pattern. The same way they're trying to make the divide and conquer, which you guys were saying earlier, between African-Americans and white people and all the racism and Mexicans at home and blaming it on Trump, is the same way now where all these bombings are trying to get Muslim against. And I'm not saying there's not already division in religion.
No, there's real problems. People do. There are bad people on all sides, but exactly, it's being exacerbated.
Exactly. It's that time. And we all know. But one thing I wanted to say, too, Alex, my last point was this. I know this stupid thing with the Jewish debate. Always people try to say either you're still or you're against them or this and that. My point I wanted to say is this, man. I love all people. And I don't think anything, I don't have any hate for Jews. But one thing that I do understand where I think some of it comes from, but I never hear a caller eloquated, is that I don't have any problem with the Jews, but as far as their religion goes, we know that they're the ones that did not accept that Messiah ever came. And if you read Revelations, it tells us that when this Antichrist comes, there's going to be the people that are waiting for Messiah to come who will accept him as Messiah and let him sit on the throne in the Temple Mount. So I don't have a problem with Jews, but I mean, if I go by the Bible as a Christian, I got to see that they're going to be...
Well, there are a lot of Messianic Jews, and the Bible says they'll convert at the end, but you're right that Islam accepts Jesus and Judaism doesn't, and so that's why we have open phones. This is a real debate. This isn't... We're not running a cult here. We don't have talking points. We're having an open discussion about the real world. But just like Islam's diverse, Judaism's very diverse, just like Christianity. Thank you so much, Ian. Really, this is a powerful discussion. Though I got to say, Muslims are really calling in and are very well-spoken compared to most type debates we have. We have great callers, but usually it's like military or police are well-spoken, or if you call firefighters to call in, or farmers, it's all real technical. I got to say, Zach, the Muslims on the show have been very articulate.
Well, absolutely. We're just human beings. We're, you know, we don't need to be classified as anything, but I'm just going to take a shot because Columbus did. Listen, man, you need to hire me. I don't care if I'm sweeping the floor. I don't even need an income. I just want to utilize the studio for a podcast. We need to make this happen. I've contributed a lot. The people want it. What do you say?
Well, you know, we have to talk about that. You're a smart guy, and I like different debates and things. But, you know, the problem is this is a long-distance race. So anybody, if you do a show, you have to always do it and always, you know, always take action and always execute. But we'll see. We'll talk about it. We're having a good debate here. I said I'd go to Amar first. We'll go to Amar. Amar in Georgia, and then Christopher. Amar in Georgia, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi. I actually called because I want to move phone something.
Okay, well, your phone sounds like somebody's beating a hammer on it. So just back off of it for a minute and start over.
Is that better?
Yes.
I wanted to actually like reaffirm some of the stuff you said. I disagree with several of the callers. I don't know how accurate the prompter was for my information. I'm not in Bosnia. I was born there and forced to come to the United States as a refugee after the Civil War. And it wasn't actually the Serbs that prompted that. It was the Muslims putting on live national broadcasts that any children of a mixed family, which I was, because my father was a Muslim and my mother was Serbian, would be killed. And so my stepdad, because my father had already been killed, picked us up and we left for America. And we came here and now we live here. And now we're citizens. And the thing is, a lot of the stuff that everyone tries to push about Islam being a religion of peace, it's not. It was founded on violence and it was spread through violence. 1,000 years of Islamic conquest is how the religion was initially spread, mostly over northern Africa. And my people, the Fars, spent close to 1,000 years fighting them and being enslaved by them and being pillaged.
Well, let me raise this. I would watch things like 15 years ago, like Kingdom of Heaven by Ridley Scott. And it's like the Templars are bad and the Christians are bad and they invaded the Middle East. Well, they didn't tell you it took 400 years to push to that point and turn things around. We were being invaded. And so I knew history, but I knew it wasn't really taught popularly. So it was very irritating to only show one snapshot of what was going on with the Templars at one spot where they finally got turned back instead of what really went on. So I'd seen Hollywood coddling Islam and coddling history and then knowing I wasn't for the Serbs. I didn't know anything about Serbia when the Clintons were bombing Belgrade with DU. I studied it then and learned, wait, the UN admits the Muslims started it with the Croats, teamed up with them. They killed double what the Serbs did, and then I'm always only hearing about how those horrible Serbs killed these poor Muslims. Well, I mean, those Serbs stopped over 100 Islamic invasions into Kosovo. Now it's Muslim. Now it's Albanian. It was captured. So I appreciate your call, and I'm sad to hear you had your family killed. We're going to have more shows on this, but Zachary, that's the other side of this. What do you say to that?
Oh, what I say is there's a chessboard, right, and there's pieces. And then you have players. So what this individual is talking about is pieces on the chessboard. I'm talking about the players. There's levels to this. There's levels.
No, you're right. Geopolitically, the Luciferian globalists want to co-opt Islam. The different elements of Islam think that it's going to co-opt it. Those are the elites being players. Then you've got the people under it that are just being used.
This goes so deep. We're going multi-planetary. If we had a quote-unquote alien invasion, do you think it matters whether you're from the Congo or...
No, people would stop fighting overnight.
They'll get a blood transfusion. They are playing us against each other. There are chess pieces and there are chess players. I need people to know that. And these people don't even know how to play chess. They're playing checkers, and they don't even know how to play checkers.
I know, but at the same time, why is the left then trying to defend the most radical, virulent forms of Islam? You're saying to make it build up to create a crisis so they have a big war.
Yeah, so it's complete chaos, and they come in as a savior. And as we degrade, technology advances. The trajectory that technology is on is imperative. It's going to continue. It's gaining consciousness. And like I said on several calls before, we're going to have a human future or an AI future, period. Evolution works like that. This is Darwinism, but they're using it in a very...
And the globalists have decided we're in a post-human era. Stay there. Do 50 more minutes, and then Will Johnson's taking over. We're going to go directly to Christopher. Then we're going to go to Shomer. Stepdaughter lives in Kenya and wants to discuss Muslim religion. Omar in Germany, ex-Muslim, now Christian, only Islam, terror topic. And Shona in Oklahoma, female Muslim, perspective. We're going to get to all those callers. And Chief, I was calling Chef. My eyes have literally just gone last year. They used to be so good. I can't. The guy's got to move that board over. I can't read this anymore. I'm not mad. I just, I'm like, wow, hit 45. My eyes went, we're done. These be like, my eyes used to be like HD. I could like see like ants on the ground 20 feet away. Now it's like, well, some green grass over there. We'll be right back. Infowars.com, newswars.com. The big sale on t-shirts ends today, 50% off.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.